All right, everybody, get ready, because today we are really diving deep, head first, into the world of cybersecurity.
Definitely.
With, this is interesting, a company called, get this, Okioc.
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 Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I had never heard of them before we started prepping for this deep dive.
Right.
But in a way, that's kind of their whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're all about being the quiet experts behind the scenes.
Yeah, what's fascinating about them is that they've been around since 1983.
Wow.
Which, in the tech world, that is like ancient history.
Yeah.
Like, you think about it, most companies, if they've been around that long, they are shouting it from the rooftops.
Oh, absolutely.
This is our anniversary. We've been here forever. But not Okioc.
Interesting.
They're much more about letting their work speak for itself.
Okay, so 30 years in the cybersecurity game, that's got to be some serious street cred.
Oh, yeah.
So, who are these mystery clients? Who trusts them to keep their most sensitive data under lock and key?
Well, their client list, it reads like a who's who of, like, really high-stakes organizations.
Okay.
We're talking major players in finance, government agencies, even national lotteries.
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 See, now, that is a target I would not want to be responsible for protecting.
Right. Talk about high stakes.
So, what is it about Okioc that sets them apart from all the other players out there? Because cybersecurity is a crowded field.
It really is. And I think one of the things that makes them stand out is their singular focus.
Okay.
Cybersecurity isn't just like one branch of their business. It's their entire reason for being.
Got it.
And it's not just lip service either, right? They don't just talk the talk.
Yeah.
They actually go to great lengths to make sure that their own house is in order.
All right.
So that means things like really, really rigorous employee background checks, incredibly secure data handling practices. They
right.
practice what they preach, and that is huge in this industry.
It sounds like they're taking security about as seriously as humanly possible.
Absolutely, yeah. And that commitment to being so thorough, it really comes through in their approach to something called penetration testing. And you can think of this as like a proactive way to try and find the weaknesses in your defenses before somebody else does.
All right, so let's unpack that a little bit. What does penetration testing actually look like in practice?
So essentially what Okioc does is they simulate real-world attacks to see how strong a client's security really is. And we're not just talking about like running some automated scans here.
Right.
It gets much more in-depth than that.
So they're basically like the ethical hackers, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to break in so they can tell you how to stop the bad guys from doing the same thing.
Exactly. And they don't just rely on like automated tools either.
Right.
They actually bring like a human touch to it.
Okay.
For example, they use something called the Common Vulnerability Scoring System.
Okay.
Or CVSS to like really prioritize their efforts.
CVSS. Okay. Break that down for me. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So imagine like a threat level rating system.
Okay.
From 1 to 10. For every potential vulnerability you could have.
Okay.
So like a low score might mean you forgot to change like a default password.
Yeah.
Like an easy fix, but a high CVSS score, that signals a critical weakness. Something that is not only like easy to exploit,
mm-hmm.
but also could have really, really bad consequences for your business if somebody finds it.
Okay.
So Okioc, what they're doing is they're using the system to find and help you fix those high impact vulnerabilities.
Makes sense.
Before somebody else can.
Yeah, before they become a real problem.
Exactly.
Now I'm guessing they don't stop at just virtual vulnerabilities, right?
You're right.
Because the physical security of a building, that's just as important as the cybersecurity, right?
It's all connected. And Okioc, they get that.
Okay.
They take a very holistic approach to security.
Okay.
And that includes physical penetration testing.
So they're literally trying to break into buildings.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. How does that work?
Well, they'll do things like test physical security measures.
Okay.
They might try to gain access through social engineering tactics like tailgating authorized personnel.
Tailgating?
Tailgating, like, yeah.
Is that like when you sneak in behind somebody with a pizza delivery or something?
Yeah, like that. Imagine like an employee
right.
holding the door open for somebody who just seems like they belong there even though they don't have a badge.
Right.
Seems harmless, right?
Yeah.
But it's a really common way that somebody who's not supposed to be there can get into a secure area.
Wow. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah.
It's amazing the things that we don't think about that leave us vulnerable.
It really is. And that's why I think Okioc's approach is so valuable.
Okay.
They're really trying to help you see those blind spots. And they don't just point out the flaws. They actually offer training to help organizations figure out how to mitigate those risks.
So they'll come in and train your employees.
Yeah. And they've got this really cool thing called the Incident Management Workshop.
Okay, tell me more about this workshop. Is it like a cybersecurity boot camp?
It's kind of like that, yeah. It's basically designed to simulate a real-world cyber attack.
Oh, wow.
So they put your employees in the hot seat.
Yeah.
And they see how they respond under pressure.
That sounds intense.
It is, but like in a good way.
Okay.
It helps people develop that like muscle memory for what to do when something happens.
Right, so they're not panicking.
Exactly, because in the heat of the moment, when like every second counts,
yeah,
you don't want people making rash decisions are freezing up. So Okiok gives them the tools and the experience to be able to like react calmly and effectively.
That's really interesting. It's one thing to like have the policies in place on paper.
Right.
But it's another thing entirely to make sure that your people can actually put them into practice.
Yeah, for sure.
And it really matters.
Definitely.
So they're not just about the technology.
Right.
They really understand that like human behavior is a huge part of the equation.
Huge part, yeah. And I think maybe the most fascinating part of Okiok's whole approach is their focus on what's called threat modeling.
Threat modeling, that sounds intense.
It is.
So what does that actually mean? What does it involve?
So it's all about like really getting inside the mind of a potential attacker.
Okay.
So Okiok, they analyze your systems, they look at your data, even your physical location, trying to find vulnerabilities that you might not even know are there.
Okay.
So they're asking things like, all right, if we were the bad guys, right, what would we go after? How would we try and exploit the system? What's the easiest way in?
So it's like they're trying to anticipate the threats before they even happen.
Exactly. Exactly. And they don't stop there.
Okay.
They take it a step further with something called internal penetration testing.
Internal.
Yeah.
So not just trying to break in from the outside.
Right.
But like, what if somebody on the inside, like an employee, what if they accidentally or, you know, maybe even intentionally compromise security?
You got it. You're exactly right. A lot of organizations, they focus so much on like their external defenses.
Yeah. Keeping the bad guys out.
Right. But they forget about what's already inside.
The threats that are already behind the walls.
Exactly. So an employee, they might fall for a phishing scam.
Right.
Maybe their personal device gets compromised.
Oh, yeah.
Or in some cases, you even have like a malicious insider.
Right. Somebody who's intentionally trying to do harm.
Exactly. And that's where Okiok's internal penetration testing comes in.
Okay.
They're trying to help you close those gaps, find those vulnerabilities that are often overlooked.
That is fascinating and honestly kind of unnerving to think about.
It is. It is.
So how do they actually go about testing those kinds of scenarios, the internal stuff?
So they do a couple of things. One that's really interesting is they use these simulated exercises called red team and purple team operations.
Red team, purple team. Is this like, are we talking like war games, but for cybersecurity?
It's kind of like that, yeah.
Okay, break it down for me. What's the difference between red team and purple team?
Okay, so with a red team exercise, Okiok is basically the enemy, right?
Right.
They launch this full-scale simulated attack on your organization.
Oh.
And they're using the same tactics and techniques that real hackers use to try to find those weak points in your defenses.
So it's like having your own personal team of ethical hackers.
Exactly.
To show you where you're most vulnerable.
And the good thing about it is it's in a very controlled environment.
Right.
So you can sort of experience that chaos and that pressure of a real attack.
Right.
But safely.
Yeah. Nobody's actually stealing your data.
Exactly.
You can learn from the experience.
And you can improve. Right.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So what about purple team then?
Okay. So purple teaming, that's a little different. It's much more collaborative.
Okay.
So instead of just like attacking and defending the red team and your internal security team, they actually work together.
Interesting.
They share information. They talk about their tactics. They learn from each other.
So it's about like building better communication and collaboration.
Exactly.
Between the attackers and the defenders to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Exactly. Break down those silos. Everybody trust each other.
Right.
And, you know, make sure that you're all working together.
To make the organization as a whole more secure.
Exactly. A much more holistic approach.
This has been incredibly eye-opening, I think. You know, we tend to think of cybersecurity as this very technical field.
Yeah.
But Okiok's approach, it really emphasizes the human element.
For sure.
The importance of being prepared for anything.
Absolutely.
And it seems like, you know, they're not just selling software or hardware. They're selling peace of mind, which is
huge. You can't put a price on that.
Exactly. Especially these days. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of Okiok.
Yeah.
What really stood out to you? What's the biggest takeaway for our listeners?
I think the thing that really struck me is this emphasis on really understanding your adversary.
Okay.
It's not enough to just build walls, right? You have to be able to think like the person who's trying to break through those walls.
Get inside their head.
And I think that's really what Okiok is doing with the threat modeling and the pen testing, the training.
That's a really good point. It's not about achieving perfect security because that's probably impossible.
Right. You can't. There's always a way.
There's always a way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about knowing where you're vulnerable and then constantly adapting and evolving.
Exactly.
So you can stay one step ahead.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So it's a process, not a destination.
A process. Definitely a journey.
And just as importantly, Okiok reminds us that cybersecurity, it's a team sport.
It is.
It's not just the IT department's problem. Everybody has to be involved.
Everybody.
Everybody needs to understand the importance of cybersecurity and do their part.
It's our data. We've got to protect it.
Exactly. So there you have it. Cybersecurity. It's not just about firewalls and passwords.
Right.
It's about understanding that human element, anticipating those threats, always adapting your defenses.
Thinking like the bad guy.
Thinking like the bad guy to outsmart them. And it sounds like Okiok, even though we've never heard of them.
Right. They're behind the scenes.
They are leading the way. And big thanks to them for giving us this blueprint for a more secure future.
Couldn't agree more.
And thank you all for listening. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe out there.